For most people, family will always be family because of your blood. But in Radioactive's April Reyes' case, it doesn't quite work that way.
This is my family, my mom, my dad, brother and sister. Oh, and my cats. 6 months ago, they were just strangers. 6 months ago, I was homeless and couch surfing. I worked about 35 hours a week at Panda Express, while still being a full-time student. I was a junior in high school, 16 years old. And if you're wondering, my parents were divorced. My dad lives in Japan. My mom raised me, but she passed away in 2010 when I was 11. I moved to Seattle last year to live with yet another group of family members, but I never got along with them, so they kicked me out. It was February. I was running out of friends to ask if I could sleep on their couch. I became desperate. There is this guy I knew. Well, I only talked to him like twice. I thought he was a valid person to ask, well, only because I knew his name, Tamar Manuel.
So how did it feel that one day I approached you in the lunchroom and instead of the usual, hi Tamar, and give you a hug, I was like, yo, I need a place to stay, I'm homeless.
It was a little bit of a shock just because, you know, as I said, we weren't like super close. And not so much that you asked me, but so much that I didn't know your situation. I'm the type of person, like, if you need help, I'm going to go out of my way to try to help you.
This is Tamar's stepdad, Alan Lee.
I wanted to have an open mind about it. I will be frank. I did have reservations about it because of related to, well, you know, we didn't know you. Tamar didn't exactly know you.
Tamar's mom, Tanya Kim, she came to my school. She interviewed me. She wrote everything down. I was intimidated, but she said yes. The first night I slept at their house, Tamar's older sister, Mario Manuel, cleaned up her room and insisted I sleep on her bed. Some couches I slept on would be considered soft, but nothing compared to this. This is Mario.
You needed it more than I did, and it was just a small sacrifice that would have meant more to somebody else, so it wasn't a big deal for me.
Her mom even knocked on my door and offered me a glass of water. It felt like a hotel. I stayed for a couple weeks, and then the strangest thing happened to me. One evening, when Tamar's mom picked me up from work at 11:30 at night, she asked if I would like to join the family. I was in complete shock for a couple of seconds. When other families usually talk to me, they ask me to leave. But this time they asked me to stay. This may sound silly, but I consider this my miracle. At that point, I decided to call her mom because for once, someone was sincere about taking care of me.
We really had to think about, you're almost 18, and is there a way that we could support you for even the next year and really get you to your goals, like going to college? And we felt like that's something that we could provide and that you blended in. It was more like, you know, this is working, and so why not relieve the stress?
Good morning, it is 6 a.m.
So this is my everyday life.
Now I am picking out my clothes from my dresser. Okay. So I have to feed my cats, as you can see. I'm going crazy.
I still sleep in my sister's bed while she still chooses to sleep on the couch. I used to sell my clothes for extra money. The longest I'd usually stay in one place was 4 days. Now, it's different. Before, I never questioned anything because I just wanted to be appreciative. However, I wanted to know how my brother Tamar felt. This all started because of him.
It was a little weird at first. And, you know, don't take this personally, but, you know, we went from friends to somebody I was just like, God damn it, go away. You know, it's fine because that's how families are.
You have the full range of intense emotions and experiences.
As in, I'm really feisty. This is my mom.
I think your natural disposition is really positive and warm. But I think that also you are managing some sadness. And so hopefully the warmth and the happiness will take over, so then you can just be your natural self.
It was weird to have someone know me. I wasn't used to it. I didn't grow up with a dad, but Alan Lee filled that role. I call him Appa, Korean for dad.
To hear you call me Appa, like how I called my dad Appa, I want to honor that. I know that you have a dad, and I know that you've called other folks dad too, and I'm very honored to be part of that.
I usually go to him when I have questions. So we went and sat in the car in the garage.
Do you ever have questions for me that you never had a chance to ask?
You know, I think it's been a really long time since I've asked you, how are you doing? And I guess that's what I would ask is, how are you doing? Are you not going to answer?
Huh?
You're not
gonna answer? Want me to answer? Oh, I think that I've been better in a sense where mentally and physically, emotionally, I've grown to be the best that I can be because I didn't have the chance to in the last couple of years. So, like, now that I can be stressed somewhere else but then come home to, like, kind of get away from it. Like, I can say, like, my life is crap all I want, but then truth is, like, I can come home and all that stuff can go away for a little bit. So, I mean, I can have bad days, but at the end of the day, this is, like, these past months have been the best, like, in my life.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Because I never had people ask me how my day was so constantly. Even when I am in a bad mood. Mm-hmm. And, like, the amount of food you guys feed me. I'm pretty sure I gained a little bit of comfort weight. So.
Well, how you described home is how I would describe home, too.
Okay.
I finally found people that understand me. My life was trash, but this family changed my life. You can't tell me another family would do that. For Radioactive, this is April Reyes.